So we left off yesterday. We're just trying to figure out practically how much matzah do you need to eat for the first kazayas of matzah, and how much matzah do you need to eat for the subsequent kazayasim, which are not going to be deraisa. Now, well, let's just clarify that point for a second. So we said the first kazayas is clearly deraisa, and according to Shabur, when it's clearly deraisa, we're going to be machmer two chumras. Chumra number one, we're going to say that the kazayas is going to be a half of a kebaya, not a third of a kebaya. And second of all, we're going to be makar with this chumra of the Rabbi Yehuda and those the tashbats that we're concerned that the eggs that we're dealing with are really too small. We have to deal with a larger size egg than we actually have in front of us. When we're dealing with the kazayas of karek, but that's clearly the rabbanon, you're going to make two kulas that will calculate the kazayas is a third of a kebaya. And also not going to be concerned that the eggs that you're dealing with have to be doubled. We're going to deal with them as they are. Now, if you come to the kazayas of Afikomen, Mikra din Afikomen should be the Rabbana. We already recognize the mitzvah. There are some Rishonim, however, that say Afikomen is the Raisa. Besides that, Rishon Berurah brings that by the kazayas of Afikomen, it is preferable to eat two kazayasim, because when they ate the Afikomen, they would eat a kazayas of the Korban Pesach, and they would eat matzah with it. So we want to have the equivalent of the two kazayasim. So mitzad the minig, we would want to double the kazayas. Then you would fulfill your chumrah of the two kazayasim anyway. The double size, but any person who finds it difficult definitely can be makel to say that and use the smaller shear. I made a chart. It's not a perfect chart. I'm not phenomenally in my computer skills, but that's besides the point. But with using numbers, how large it's supposed to be. But Rabbi Badner in his Kazaya Sefer with Rishus of the Feldheim Publishers, he made various different charts to calculate how large it has to be. Dealing with hand matzah is more challenging than machine matzah, because machine matzah is fairly standard. An average machine matzah, there's a certain size that it is, a certain weight that it is, and that's very standard. Whereas a hand matzah, each one has come out a little bit differently. So he suggests that we could divide up matzahs into three categories, three sets of categories. There's the thicker matzahs, medium thickness of matzahs, and there's the thin matzahs. He calculates that based on if you have six matzahs per pound, that's thick matzahs. Nine matzahs per pound is thin matzahs, and 7.5 per pound, we'll call that medium matzahs. So again, we're dealing with a volume issue, so the thicker the matzah is, the less of the space you're going to need, because you have more thickness to it. There's another way of doing it, is that the weight of a matzah, no matter how thick or thin the matzah is, the weight of a matzah compared to the weight of water, it's about half of the weight. So we know that, you know from your science, that when we're discussing a cc of water, it also has a weight of a gram. So I tell you that we need a certain amount of cc's, according to Ram Chaim Noah, you need that a kazayas is 27 cc's, it means it's 27 grams of water. That tells how much it's going to weigh. But I tell you matzah weighs half of that, so I take a matzah which weighs 13.5 grams, it's going to be the volume of 27 cc's of water. So I could take my matzah and I can weigh it and do it with weight, assuming that the weight of a matzah is about half of the weight of water. If that's that volume of matzah, the volume of water would be half of that weight. And based on that weight, you can do that also. So Rabbi Willig, in one of the YU publications in the 6 years ago, made that calculation, and he did it based on weight, with this assumption of the weights, and he made, an issue of how large the matzah should be. He made a chart for that purpose, so I printed out that chart as well. One last point is Rav Avadya, the Kafa Chaim, and he mentions that they understand that the Rambam is saying that this calculation, when someone a dram, he's not talking about volume, he's talking about weight. So when they say that you need, they say that therefore you should use these weight, Rav Avadya writes that really we agree. They also agree that the correct calculation should be by volume. The volume, as we mentioned, is very complicated, how to figure it out. So they suggest using the weight. Now, the weight they're going to use is not the half weight we just mentioned, but the full weight. So when Rav Avadya says that the weight has to be, they can calculate based on weight, they're going to be a very large kazayasim. So the Sardi kazayasim are very large. And at least for the first kazayas, that's the minig, they should be makar. With other kazayas, maybe they could more makel on. So that being said, I'll just read off a little bit what we have over here. So for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, according to Rabbi Bada's calculation, from a thin matzahs, which you get 9 of them in a pound, liquid matzahs I found in general are about 10 of them in a pound. So it's a little bit over half of a matzah for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and for afikoman lechatchila would be 39%, and for karach would be 31% of the matzah. If you're dealing with thick matzahs, which are 6 per pound, the satmar matzahs, for example, are much thicker. You get 6 per pound. For your karech, the size of your matzah is 20%. That's how much you need for the mitzvah of karech. It's 20%. And for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, you would need 1/3, 35%. That's basically the calculation he comes up with. That's based on his calculations. His calculations are smaller than the Chazon Ish shiurim. As you'll see in the chart, the Chazon Ish would give you a larger amount than that. So I have the charts here, and I have the pictures here, and I have the charts here. If somebody wants to take them, I made 15 copies. If somebody wants to take them, they can take more of that. So that is as best as I can give it to you over in an audio sense to try to understand the calculations. But that's the idea behind the calculations. What we're grappling when we deal with the kazayas, understanding again the relationship. Now, one last point I want to say about the kazayas is this is all assuming that we're grappling a kazayas vis-a-vis a kabeya. That's not clear. The Chazon Ish himself writes that the truth is there's no gemara which ties a kazayas to a kabeya anywhere. We can do the math. We know the relationship to the kabeya and a revius. We know the relationship. We know that we know how many kabeyim are the shear of you have to make a suda for when a person's making a suda for a rubit erevin for rubit chumen rubit chazeris. We know how many kagrogers that is, and we know that a kazayis is a little bit smaller than a kagrogers. So based on those calculations, we can figure out what the relationship between a kazayis and a kabeya is. But there's no gemara which ties the two together. So Chazon Ish suggests the following, that he originally said, remember we said back on the first on Sunday, that the correct size of a kazayas is what a kazayas looks like nowadays. Take an average kazayas and that's the size. Take that volume, that's all you need. He says, on the other hand, we have this other calculation that the Gemara gives us, which we know the Gemara ties it to a certain length and width. Well, that's clear in regards to revius. The Gemara makes that connection. The Gemara kabeya, the Gemara makes that connection. The Gemara never makes that connection to a kazayas. Can we argue that kazayas, we don't have to worry about that connection. We just deal with the kazayas as is, and that's it. And that's why you'll find the Sefer Midas Mishuria Torah suggests that's when you find that the Rav Chaim Volozhiner calculated a kazayas. Very simple. It's the size of your hand. Put your hand on top of the matzah, and that's the size of a kazayas. Well, that's probably true. If you take the volume of a modern medium-sized olive, there's 7 sizes for olives, so the medium. They're small, medium, large, extra large, jumbo, extra jumbo, and colossal. Right? That's good marketing, by the way. We would have said there's extra small. You know, we would have said that. They don't know. In other words, large is already not even halfway through your sizes. Right? Right? That's already you want to get your full size. So you take this egg, this owl, which is called extra large. And you put that into volume, and the size of your piece of matzah will be about the size of your hand. That's what Chaim Volozhiner said. He was assuming that the kazayim are not tied to everything else. And there's no connection. The Gra does take this concern into consideration in regards to kazayim. He doesn't tie the two together. So there's what he's talking about to use that. If you ever heard of such a shear, it's not like off the wall. There is such a shear, there's such a calculation. The Chazon Ish suggested, halach l'mais, he doesn't want to be soimig on it. He does say this chumrah, but there is a person who has difficulty eating, has a person who has illness, a person like that, and he needs. There is a shear which you can rely on for derisas. You can be relying on this very, very minimal shear, and there'll be a good argument that is probably a valid shear to use. Have a good morning.